This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, Far From Home.
When Don Wickstrom went to war, he was barely an adult.
I had been made a temporary or acting first sergeant, so I had a lot of responsibilities for a young kid 18, 19 years old.
The Army sent the young Minnesotan to places he never imagined he'd see. 73% of all U.S. servicemen saw an overseas deployment during World War II.
So we arrived over in London, came by train down to southern England, and from there over to Paris, and then on into Germany. I saw some action there.
It was a far cry from the life that many soldiers, sailors, and Marines had lived. 326,000 Minnesotans served in World War II, many pulled from farms in small towns.
I was born and raised roughly 20-some miles out of downtown Minneapolis. And if I got to Minneapolis twice a year, it would have been something.
That's Bernie Leader, who traveled through Europe to fight on the front lines in France and Germany.
Within the first week or two, one night we lost, killed, and wounded 11 out of 33 of us. So that was kind of the baptism I had going into combat.
Compare that scenario with daily life in his hometown of Hanover in Wright County.
Of course, in those days, we just got electricity and the automobiles were just starting, and there was still a lot of horses and buggies.
The men and women who fought the war came home both sadder and more sophisticated, aware of a wider world beyond the country they sacrificed so much for.
Veterans Voices is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.